There she is.
You want to break in and steal highly regulated equipment?
This could be our only ticket out of here.
Should be in and out in 30 minutes.
Welcome to the Romulus Space Station.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
And today we are doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after.
Spoiler-free, of course.
Spoiler-free, of course, as Joe always says. And today we are talking about seeing a movie called Alien Romulus, the newest in the Alien franchise, directed by Fede Alvarez.
We like Fede.
Yeah, he's done a couple great films that we really, really enjoy, which is the Evil Dead remake, and which is a hard thing to pull off, and he did a really good job in his own way. And also Don't Blink. Mm-hmm. Or Don't Breathe.
Don't breathe.
I said Don't Blink.
Yeah. I know what don't you're thinking breathe. There. Yeah.
But we didn't see his other movie, which is a sequel to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He made another movie. I know. This is one of those weird ones I forgot even existed. You never got to see it. So that's one that we didn't check out.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about Aliens. And how much we like the franchise.
Okay. Well, it goes without saying, you know, Aliens is my favorite movie of all time. 10 out of 10. I mean, it just is. It's the most perfect film. I mean, it doesn't get any better. So, but here's the thing. You didn't want to be excited about this. Is we know that Prometheus was not good. And Covenant was also not great. So we're kind of not on a good track, but I didn't want to be excited about not to lie to you, but I don't want to be excited about any movie going into the theater ever again after what happened last week with Borderlands.
Well, I don't even know why you were excited. I mean, there was no way in hell that was going to be good.
How dare you? I had some kind of expectation that it would be fun, but it was soul crushing letdown. Just soul crushing.
Yeah.
Damn.
It wasn't soul crushing for me. I was prepared for it.
I was not.
I just wasn't prepared for it to be as bad as it was. But I mean, going back to talking about the Aliens franchise, this is a franchise we both really enjoy, which is weird when you talk about it, because there's been a lot of films counting the Aliens versus Predator films.
Yeah.
And it's one of those franchises where I go see every single one of the movies. I'm really excited for all of them. And truly, only a few have been great.
Yeah.
It's one of those odd franchises where it's just so disappointing constantly. So it is a weird thing that we enjoyed as much as we do. I do agree, because the sequel, I think we both agree. And I know this is like a hot topic or a hot take. But I think we both agree that the sequel is our favorite one.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I as much as I enjoy what Ridley Scott did with the original, I really, really just enjoy James Cameron's Aliens. I just think it's a perfect movie. It is the gold standard in science fiction and action, and I count it as a horror movie, which also people don't seem to do, which I do. Monsters in space, killing people. It's a horror movie. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. And I think it is all of the things that you want. It is the action. It is the horror. It is the thriller. It is, you know, just kick ass all around. I just enjoy it. It's got every element I love, and the practical effects and everything.
Yeah.
So it is odd when we talk about the franchise, because you when you look at it, you go, oh, yeah, there wasn't many good ones.
No.
Isn't that
When we were
weird?
talking about the other day, we were talking about Alien 4. That's the one with Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
That one I did not
Yeah.
care for. Did not care for that one. But Alien 3, it wasn't bad.
You know, Alien 3 is, I think the thing about that movie that's important to talk about is just how good it ended up being with so many things going wrong. Like, it shouldn't have been as decent as it is with an insane backstory going on behind that movie.
Yeah.
And it should be a dumpster fire, and it's still pretty damn decent.
It
It
is.
really is. I like both cuts too. I don't know. There's something about it, and the lore behind it is really interesting. And that's crazy because four is bad.
Yeah, four is bad.
I don't even want to watch it. Like, it's the one movie I want to pretend never happened.
Yeah.
And as much as I don't like Prometheus, I think there's things in there that are intriguing. And the same thing goes for Covenant. I think it's intriguing. It unfortunately, Covenant is trying so hard to just be aliens
It is.
all over
It
again. It's
is.
like
But
replicating it.
there are some really cool things in Covenant, though. There were some some scary things that I found pretty cool. But overall, I mean, none of the movies will ever stack up against Aliens and Alien. I mean, I really do enjoy Alien a lot, very much.
And this is again, I think the reason we love it so much, or it is such a franchise that people still go see, is just how creepy the alien is. The lore behind it feels like it can always be messed with in a way where it could be very good.
Yeah, and there's so much like creep factor behind the xenomorphs and the face huggers. I mean, just everything about the face huggers, how they wrap them around your face and like implant in your body, like it's
You mean they
crazy.
hug your face?
They
The way
hug
they hug your
your
face?
they hug your face, but you know, they're creepy. They're just really creepy. I
Yeah,
love it.
absolutely.
And then you got the chest burst, or let's you know, I can go
Just
on about
all the
that.
lore about it and the things that we still haven't even touched upon, which is really neat. There's a lot there. And as much as Ridley Scott tried to expand on it, I'm not sure I particularly like how what he did, but it's still interesting. Even the Aliens and Predator films, still interesting. I'm still intrigued, you know? It's one of those movies that I think the reason I always want to go see another one is because I can't help but think, oh, they can always do something really interesting with it, and I'm always hoping for it. So I think that's intriguing, and I think that plays into going to see this movie because I have this thought that this director in particular can really do something special with it that maybe other directors haven't been, because there's always that idea that you have to do bigger and better. And like in part four, you see part four and you're like, oh, we gotta go and do the whole thing, and we're gonna have crossbreeds, and we're gonna have Ripley's back, and they're just keep trying to do something bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's like, it's a creepy story. All you have to do is tell small contained stories in that universe, and you could make something special. So I think there's that potential there, especially from what we see from the trailers.
Well, one thing that I really found kind of cool just by watching the trailer was every time I watch a trailer, I'm always trying to pick out what actors I know. I don't know any of these actors
Yeah,
in
that's
the
something that's
trailer.
interesting about
So
it.
I'm like, okay, if they're coming out with like all these like relatively unknown newcomers, I'm down for this. I
Yeah,
am.
and I think that really plays to strength because the potential is to have less paychecks going to actors, you know, like smaller, not
Yeah.
having to blow, $5 million on one actor.
Right, well, you're not going to blow your wad on all the the actors. You'll blow your wad on the expensive impressive things, like
I guess that's a
the
soundbite we got
xenomorph.
forever. You saying
Don't blow
blow your
your wad.
wad.
Yeah, so I
You
want to
could
see
do it on
more.
the special effects. You could
Yes,
do it on the
the
sets. You could
xenomorphs.
do it on what's really important here, the aesthetic, not only the aesthetic, but like just the set. You know, the where we are, what is our where our story is taking place. Spend your time on building that. Because in these alien franchises, the locations are as more of a character than the characters are. You know, like, you really need to know what your surroundings are to make it all feel real. And so I'd love to see smaller actors, more indie actors being in these kinds of movies. So that's cool. Now we got to talk about the trailer, because the trailers are, this is going to play to my big worry all the time, where all the trailers are too good. And then it worries me going forward, because man, oh man, do I absolutely love these trailers. There hasn't been one trailer for this movie that I haven't been so stoked for this movie.
I know.
It's.
But I don't see, that's the thing. I'm worried because this, the whole Aliens franchise, all of this, it means so much to me. I love it. And so here we are again, trying again. And I'm scared because I don't want another letdown. I want it to be amazing. So I've been thinking about this all day at work. I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, well, what if they do this? And what if they do that? I'm like,
yeah. And that belief that, oh, if the trailer's good, it's not going to be a good thing.
Right. We have that whole thing that, with the trailer's
it's
good.
It's a thing.
The movie is going to be crap. And I'm just like, oh, God damn it. So I'm nervous.
And this is one of those rare times where I'm like the opposite of usually. I'm like cautiously optimistic. I am so stoked for this movie. This has been my most anticipated film. Like, I know people are saying like, oh, what's your most anticipated film of the year? It's Deadpool and Wolverine. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I know that there's going to be something in there. Everybody's going to enjoy it. Everybody's going to be talking about it. But for me, it's been this movie because I know that this is a franchise that can be great, and I've been desperately waiting for it. And seeing that Fede Alvarez sign on to it, and also there's a TV show coming from another one of my favorite creators, that, you know, the guy who did Legion and Fargo, is making an alien show. I am so stoked for this possibility how crazy this could be. That I feel like I'm like, oh, it's a resurgence. You know, I'm finally here. I'm finally going to get something I've been looking forward to. So I have very, very high expectations for this movie.
Wow, God. So, the two of us over here, it's not a good situation.
I know. All right, you want to go check this movie out?
Yup.
Okay.
This place gives me the creeps.
The fuck was that?
Young!
Stop playing around, man. Just get up.
I'm not playing around. There's something in the water.
What do you mean there's something in the water?
I don't know. There's just something in the fucking water.
Whatever comes, we'll face it together.
Let's go.
Impact. Event in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so we're back. We just saw Aliens. Is it Alien or Aliens?
It's Alien Romulus.
Okay. I feel like it was Aliens.
No.
Romulus. But I guess that makes sense. Alien Romulus. So we're back. And, we just saw a movie. We saw it on Screen X. We had the whole surround sound, the whole picture, the whole craziness going around us. And I got instantly absorbed in this film. I don't know how you were, but I will say that the first hour of this flick is so spectacular, so freaking awesome, that I was floored. I was like, oh my gosh, is this something else? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. You agree that the first hour of this movie was like, wow, this is awesome?
Okay.
Are you agreeing with this?
The first hour? Why are we talking about just the first hour?
I'm just saying the first hour of this movie, an hour and 59 minutes, the first hour of this movie is top notch. Now you want to talk about the next 59 minutes of this movie?
The next 59 minutes of this movie were awesome. Oof. I thought it was great.
I'm gonna disagree a little bit on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's fine. That's why we're here. We're here to talk about our feelings.
I don't know what's going on with directors. I can personally think that what happened in this movie again was some kind of weird studio meddling. Because some editing and some choices in the last half of this movie are really weird. And it feels like the first half almost doesn't match the tone of the second.
It absolutely doesn't, and that's why I like it. I like it because in the first half, you kind of get like a little bit of character set up. And then in the second half, you're getting just the freaking balls out, you know, blow your wad.
I would say that there is a mix in the last 59 minutes of the establishment, like everything they're doing in the first hour is really good, top-notch stuff with everybody and everything. And then I will say that it starts slowly in the last 59 minutes starting to mix problems in. And a lot of those problems, and of course this is spoiler free, but I will say there are callbacks and they are weird, and I feel like they shouldn't have been as weird as they are. And when they come, they're very jarring.
The callbacks are a strange... It was strange. I'm not going to lie. I will give you that. I know that they're doing fanfare and, you know, they're trying to...
It makes sense they had to do something.
Like,
they did.
For the nerds like me who loves the franchise, I know why they did it. But I do feel that it was a little off-putting when they tried to do the callbacks.
Yeah, I will say that one might be for one reason. And I'm going to give that a pass. I'm going to give it a big pass.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one, at the end, which is a line of dialogue, mm-hmm. not even at the end, I would say that maybe 20 minutes before the ending,
mm-hmm.
it was so... stupid.
It was out of place and out not place. Warranted at all.
I don't know who it was for, and I cannot imagine that Fede Alvarez wanted to do that.
I can't imagine that either, because it was very out of place. It didn't belong there, and it didn't belong coming out of the mouth of the person who said it.
Yes, it does not work at all. Like, I don't know.
For so many reasons.
It actually made me groan. I was like, oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. Why? Me too. And
because this was spectacular until things like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a couple of goofy things in there just like that. But overall, I thought that the action was pretty, pretty cool. And of course, the xenomorphs scare the crap out of me. They look really good.
Yeah, but they're kind of not in the film as much as you were thinking.
They're not in the film. I want them in the film more.
I cannot believe I'm saying this, but the xenomorphs and the facehuggers are in there. And when they're there, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then this movie, it's hung up on another idea. And in when things get revealed and then they counteract it by doing something that they basically just set up shouldn't be happening, and then it's happening, you're like, something happened here with the something was some kind of studio meddling happened here. I don't know what it is, but it felt, the last act felt very forced in, and I wouldn't say it necessarily hurt it too much. But my God, was this a movie that was on such a high and then started crashing for me?
They could have cut out a whole bunch of things that were in there at the end that were on the more, you know, silly side that we didn't need.
There's a couple things. When we say callbacks, there's another. I mean, like, there's a huge callback plot line at the end that is... I don't necessarily think it's a good idea to call back to something that people don't necessarily like. But, I mean, okay, sure. But let's go into positives. Let's talk about positives, because there's very many. And I'm going to spotlight one in particular. And that's this actor, David Johnson, who is playing Andy.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spoil, but this guy is fantastic in this film.
Yes, he is.
He switches off and on in acting styles, and it is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
He is a standout in this movie. Like, he needs to be a very important role in the movie, and it is top notch. I have not seen this actor in anything.
No, I told you, they're all people I don't know.
Well, our main actress we actually know.
We do?
Yes. Her name is Kaylee Spaney. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
She was just in Civil War. She was also in Priscilla. She played Priscilla.
Oh my God. Okay, well, she looks significantly different.
Yes. She was the main character in Civil War, the other photographer.
Yes, you are correct.
She also was in Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh yeah. Oh God, I do know her.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's
now
in
that
Vice.
I'm looking at her IMDb picture, I realize, but she looked different in this movie.
She was also a mayor of Easttown. Was she the daughter?
Oh, maybe.
Interesting.
We've seen a lot of stuff with her. It's crazy.
Yeah. She's really good too. I really like these two. I like the chemistry between these two. At first I was a little taken back by the character story, because I was like, oh, it's going to be one of those movies, because we already set up who these characters are, so we know where we're going in the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get worried about that. Like, I instantly got like, well, we know who's safe. We know where we're going with this. And I'm not particularly fond of that. One of the things I loved about Alien is you're not particularly sure who is going to make it out in Alien.
In Alien, nobody makes it out.
Well, Ripley.
Well, just Ripley.
But back then, you didn't know. Like, when that movie came out, people didn't know Sigourney Weaver as, like, the big actress.
Yeah, I mean, I thought at least Dallas would make it out.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Exactly. Everybody knew who Tom Skerritt was at the time, yeah. I believe. And what I really like about that film, spoilers for people who haven't seen a movie that is a classic, but, Ripley makes it out. And it is, what's cool about that is you're not particularly sure where you're going with that story, because it doesn't feel like it's her story. It feels like it's the whole crew's.
Right.
And so when you see them start getting picked off, it makes you go, oh, this is how you should do these movies. Yeah. Now, in the sequel, well, of course, Ripley is our main character. So we're following her. But it's also like any one of the other people can die at any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who's going to make it to the end. You have a feeling that you might know. And then the way that they do it is pretty great. Here, since the movie starts with two people as your main characters, you pretty much know where we're going to follow. So I feel like it was a little too safe in that very contained story. I would have probably liked it if we met the whole core group together and then slowly got to know everybody.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting. But it doesn't. It establishes them pretty quick. So you pretty much can guess the movie's plot, but you don't know how things are going to play out. So the way that things do play out is pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
The set is awesome. Again, the score is awesome. There are some great practical effects.
The visuals were fantastic.
Yeah, there's one visual in particular that is very questionable. But I think people will be talking about it.
Yes.
And I do feel like that can hurt, especially since this movie has, again, this is a big thing in Hollywood right now. I think the people who know and love movies they're in the know about this, but if you're not that, you know, like you like movies, but you're not like love them, you might not know, but the studios have been pushing this idea that, oh, this movie's made with no CGI. And like we did this with Mission Impossible. I jumped off the cliff and I did this thing. And it was like, yeah, you did it, but there's a shitload of effects around it.
Mm-hmm.
They had to put a lot of special effects around it. And so nothing is completely CGI anymore. In fact, I would say that a lot of movies these days the best CGI is the ones you don't know are CGI.
Yeah.
The ones that are cleverly hiding it. True. You know, covering up a wall that you don't even notice is not there, or whatever. That kind of stuff. That's the best CGI. It's the CGI when you see it, you know it's CGI, and it makes you just go, okay.
It's a little jarring. Wrong there. Yeah, yes.
And that's here, unfortunately.
Yes, that's one of the cons I had too, is the CGI is a little bit jarring.
Only in one effect, because there's another effect that has to do with gravity. Yeah. That looks pretty damn great. Yeah. I will say that it's very questionable what's happening in the scene. I'm sure Neil deGrasse Tyson is gonna have his brain melt on this one.
Stay out of this, Neil.
I'm sure, but it looks cool, you know. And so, I don't know. I'm that is it's neat. I will. Their practical effects that they have been advertising with the practical facehuggers, the practical alien effects, are stellar. Just they're amazing. There's a couple scenes that I can't wait to watch behind the scenes, because if it's all practical facehuggers jumping around the room, holy crap, does it look awesome.
The facehuggers are so goddamn terrifying.
They made them look amazing in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my pros, was the way that they look. The xenomorphs and the facehuggers, they look great. I also liked the scene in the zero gravity. I thought that was really fun. And I thought there was like a creep factor in it too. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, just the idea that they might be hanging off the walls and you don't know they're there. And like, I mean, watching all the alien franchise has me like looking around the actors in all the movies to see if I can see the xenomorphs hiding, you know, it's cool. I love that kind of stuff. And I did appreciate the actors in this. I think they all did a great job. And like you said, the score, that was good. And the standout, of course, is the actor that's playing Andy. I did find a couple of cons where I thought he was, like, I think that the directing was a little bit shaky. Mm. And also, I didn't know where to look at some points.
I think that was purpose to make you really play with.
I mean,
where
maybe it was. Yeah, there were some cheesy things happening plot wise. But that's pretty much what.
Oh, nothing. It's just like
you're laughing at
bringing up a topic, and you ran through like 50 of them. I was just gonna say to the last one that you just said was about his directing. I actually think that's a stellar. I think his directing is fantastic. And watching Don't Breathe made me go, oh, I see why he's doing Alien. Because he knows how to use sound, and he knows how to use a setup of a camera angle or a shot to completely establish you don't know where things are going
right,
to be.
Right. That's the thing. Sometimes I felt like I was upside down. And I think maybe a lot of it had to do with watching it on Screen X, because I kind of got a little disoriented.
Well, you're also in space. You're supposed to feel the characters.
Yeah, so it's not Fede Alvarez's fault. It's just maybe because I was just disoriented.
Yeah, I just think a lot of the time there's probably a reason for it. I will say, and I got to point this out because you were bringing up special effects, and, well, we were talking about special effects, and you were saying some of the shots. There is one in space early on with... It has to be one of my favorite ship crashes in a film in a long time. I was on the edge of my seat, and I did not know what was about to happen, but they were setting it up, and, you know, they were completely choreographing, like, oh, you know this thing's going to go over here. But just watching it and the way that they filmed it is so damn good.
It was very graceful.
Oh, there's this... It's just amazing watching the ship fly sideways through this whole thing. And I was like, damn, that is really cool. And that's early on. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was like, this movie kicks ass. Like, I'm just saying, this is really cool. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of positives, but the negatives more come on a spoilerific side of it.
Okay.
And I'm trying not to... you know, I don't want to say anything, but you do have to admit, like you said, some of the premise, some of the lore they're playing it very on the edge of the lore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of just like, speed things up. And
yeah,
it's a little strange.
And for a 2-hour movie, I feel like they could have tidied that up a bit. But
especially with the ending, especially with the last half, the last 30-minute act, it's like, huh. I don't know if this was necessary.
Yeah, the choices that were made in the last 30 minutes of the movie are questionable. I don't think they were particularly great ideas. But I have to look at the big picture here. There were some things wrong with this movie that I would change. But did I have a good time watching this? I thought it was really fun.
Okay.
I'm trying to look at the big picture. Yes, I can pick it apart and sit here and we can, you know, off pod, go through all the things that we would change and things that are wonky and, you know, but thinking about it right out of the gate, like we usually do, I had a great time in the movies watching this. I wasn't wanting it to end. I wasn't annoyed. I was having pretty much a really hell of a ride watching this. It was fun.
That's a good point about the wanting to end. Yeah, it's an odd thing when you're kind of like, yeah, I could keep watching this for a whole night. I don't even know. Yeah. Does it need to end? But I will say, maybe around the end, I was like, okay. Yeah. But I do agree with you. I could have watched a lot of this. If this was a part of a show, or at least these characters were,
mm-hmm.
I would be very in.
Oh, yeah, because I enjoyed these characters.
Yeah, I kind of...
were a little cliche.
They did some things, and that's when some of my problems come in. There was some stuff where I was like, but there was... They went out of their way to, like... The reason this character does this is because this. And mm-hmm. I'm like,
yeah, well, okay. You get it. You totally get it. Yeah. So overall, did you have a good time with this movie? Would you recommend people go see it?
Oh, yeah, you got to check this out. This is a theater movie. This is a big screen experience.
100%.
You need to hear this and see this with good surround sound and a good screen.
And don't forget your light up face hugger bucket. That thing's rad,
I don't know
man.
If every movie theater has it, but our theater does. Regal Cinema seems to have these cool
Regal
buckets.
Yeah, I think everybody gets them in different, but every theater gets something different. But Regal has that badass glowy one. Check me out on Instagram. I'll show you mine.
Blow your wad mind. And show your mind.
Blow
huh?
your wad and look at my Instagram.
It's not OnlyFans. Hey, so, this bucket, Joe almost didn't get it. And I said, you have to have
like,
it.
Like, don't want to spend $36 on this thing. And yes,
I
did. I
wish you wouldn't have said that. Yeah.
But I...
I was just going to say, like, of all the tin can trash cans we have around the house that you've bought, this is the one I was like, of all the ones ever, that is the end all be all of buckets.
Yes, it is. And I tried to save money and then I saw it and I'm like, you know what? No, yeah. I'm not saving money, man. I need that in my life. I need it.
Yeah. And you had to have it. And it's awesome.
It lights up. It's badass.
It might be one of the biggest highlights of the night. Is that damn thing is so cool.
It's so cool. And then put the popcorn in there and everything. And I felt like a real rock star just eating my popcorn in my little glowy bucket.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I recommend that you guys go see this in the movies. I had a good time with this. Yes, there were things wrong with it. Yes, towards the end, it got a little silly with some of the things that they chose to do. But I enjoyed this
very much.
7.
Wow, 7. I thought you were going to go higher. If you would have asked me, if you would have stopped the movie and asked me at the hour mark, mm-hmm. I would probably have been like, this is a fat 8. This is a big old fat 8.
Over, you have to look at the big picture, baby.
And now I'm in the big picture. Yeah. And then I was like, ooh.
Yeah, you have to look at the big picture.
I started deflating during the last half and I'm at a 7.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I had a good time with this. I thought it was good. I did really enjoy this. However, I'm not going to give this an 8 because I can't, because I gave Alien an 8.
What?
I did.
You gave the original Alien an 8?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's not a 10 like Alien.
It's a 9, without a doubt for me.
But I mean, yeah, I gave it an 8. I don't know what I was thinking there. I should have given it a 9. But either
you
way.
You forgot that number was in there. You're like, oh, yeah. There is one between 8 and 10.
You know. I'm not very bright, Scott.
You know, you can go to my Instagram and I'll show you mine.
Don't blow your what?
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. That's our thoughts for the night, and we'll end it on that. Pick yourself up a bucket, okay, will you? Hit us up on Instagram. Joe wants to show you her bucket. She would love to see your bucket.
I don't want to see your fucking bucket.
Hit me up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit, and we want to talk about these movies. So hit us up there, and I would love to hear your opinions on it. Have a good one, everybody. Good night.